Is this a confusing moment for Democrats with the Bernie Sanders victory in Indiana? Or is this a case of the Hillary Clinton delegate machine relentlessly moving ahead? 92 delegates were at stake in Indiana. Anna Greenberg, Democratic strategist and senior vice president at Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research, does not even have to think about that one.
I think we're in the mode of relentless push. Hillary Clinton made a decision that she was not going to win Indiana. It's not a state that's particularly hospitable towards her. It's got a significant white, blue-collar Democratic base, a group that she doesn't do well with. And also, it's an open primary, so independents vote. And Sanders has been winning about 75% of independent voters in most primaries. And so she didn't campaign there. She didn't run ads there. Sanders spent about $1 million on ads and spent a bunch of time there and is talking about this as the race that's going to give him his mojo back. But overall, the win netted him about 5 delegates, barely made a dent. So I think it's onward to California, which is where she will cinch the nomination.
It appears as though Hillary's going to have some trouble in some of the same states that Barack Obama won based on results like these. Would you agree?
Well, I don't think the Democratic primary is necessarily predictive of what's going to happen in the general election. And Obama lost Indiana in 2012. So I think it's basically a red state by some, though the stars aligned and Obama won it in 2008, but I think it's reverted back to its general red state status. So again, I don't think primary results are all that predictive. I mean, Hillary Clinton's going to lose West Virginia also, but that is a state that right now in the polls, Trump is up by, 25 points over Clinton. And it's a state that, Democrats haven't won since Bill Clinton. So again, I just don't think the primary results really predict very much about what's going to happen in the general election.
What does Bernie Sanders signify at this point? He would say it's a movement within the Democratic Party that they need to account for in some way, if not now, then at the convention. And others would say that Bernie Sanders' victory in Indiana continues to weaken Hillary incrementally, even though she's going to get the delegate count.
I don't think it weakens her because she's basically turned to the general election. And with Cruz's shocking dropping out yesterday, it makes it even easier for her to focus on Trump and just focus on the general election. And certainly Trump is going to focus on Hillary Clinton. So in some ways, what happens is Sanders gets ignored as this becomes a general election contest. I don't know exactly why he's staying into the end. He obviously has every right to do that. And certainly Hillary Clinton stayed in until June when she ran against Barack Obama in 2008. So there's no precedent for Hillary Clinton to suggest that he should drop out. But I think at this point, the race is very much going to turn to the general election. I mean, Cruz dropping out yesterday really in some ways helped Clinton make the following few months as the primary season ends really about the general election and not about the primary anymore.
What do you think the future is for Sanders supporters? And what does the Democratic Party have to do to keep them from staying home in November?
Well, I mean, I think you have to distinguish between the independents who voted for Sanders and the Democrats who voted for Sanders. There's no question in my mind, if you're a registered Democrat and vote in primaries, you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton in the general election. I think it's those independents who came out to vote in open primaries who may decide now it doesn't matter who the president is if you've got these two folks running.
But isn't it incumbent upon Hillary Clinton to declare some sort of positive message, some reason to vote for her, excitement to vote for her that's going to motivate people outside of her base, people who've been with her for decades?
Of course, she has to make the positive case for herself. And I would argue that it's been difficult for her to do that in the context of a primary season completely dominated by Trump. I mean, if you look at when people self-report what they've been hearing about, it's Trump, 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 right? And so Hillary Clinton, has been defined really since last summer when she decided to run by Clinton Foundation donations and email and Benghazi and, and then an unexpectedly strong showing by Bernie Sanders. She really hasn't had much chance to make the positive case for herself. When you're in the context of a general election where all the attention is on the D versus R, she will get her opportunity to make the case for herself. And she will do it not just in paid advertising, but I think things like debates will be very clarifying. I think conventions will be very clarifying. I think you're going to see record level viewers of debates. So that positive case for herself is really been difficult for her to make in the context of a primary. And I think she will and can and will make it in the general election.
Last issue. Will there be a dust up over the rules regarding superdelegates at the convention and that some will will have to stand down and give Bernie Sanders a chance to compete with Hillary on purely pledged delegates?
Well, I don't think so. She's leading in pledged delegates. I mean, the case against Sanders is pretty strong. She's leading in votes, she's leading in pledged delegates, and she's leading in superdelegates. I mean, there's no measure on which he could contest her lead. I think there'll be very little patience for that. And frankly, Sanders himself has not shown a huge appetite for a kind of vicious fight with Hillary Clinton. A lot of people around him are much more hostile. And he really did sort of attack her until towards the end of the campaign. And even then, it's nothing compared to what's happening on the Republican side. I think Bernie Sanders' instinct is not to tear people down, unlike, say, Donald Trump.
Anna Greenberg, Democratic strategist and senior vice president at Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research. She spoke from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.